Sports Call Podcast is brought to you by Pepsi. If you ever miss Sports Call Live, or if you want to hear something again, make sure to go back and listen to our show on demand wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy an ice-cold Pepsi to go along with the hottest sports talk. Pepsi, that's what I like. My name is JJ Jackson. I've got Tom Peavy, Brooks Childress, and Bill Bailey on today's program. That podcast can be found on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Tune in and more wherever you get your podcasts. It's available there. And Brooks, once again, thank you for your work last week while I was away.
Again, I just want to say I'd love to play the role of Matt Cassel.
I haven't heard that name in a while. He was a quarterback in the National Football League.
He sure was.
Much better as a backup than a starter.
That's what I plan right now.
I didn't want that to relate to your performance, because once again, I think your performance is elite. I was only joking about the trade offers that were out there.
So
for
should
you.
I refer you for any future job applications to send it to you and say, "Oh yeah, he's better as a backup than a starter."
That's funny.
I can see them doing that to you. Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. Let's go to our Sports Call mailbag. Haven't done this in a while. We love this. SportsCall@thetiger.fm. You can email us any questions that you may have. Some folks don't feel that comfortable calling into the program for whatever reason. That is A-okay. Or you can send us a message Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SportsCallAU. We've got a couple of these that we want to get through. So without further ado, the Sports Call mailbag.
We love to answer questions from our listeners. Send us any questions you have and need answers for. We're accepting questions on Twitter or send an email to sportscall@thetiger.fm.
We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
So, let's get to it. It's Sports Call's mailbag.
You've got mail.
It's been so long since we've heard that. Well, that sounded awesome. The Sports Call mailbag.
You're saying we haven't done this since dial-up?
Wow. Here we go. Jake writes in. After watching the Citrus Bowl, I was really impressed with some of the young receivers for Auburn. Which Tiger receivers are you looking forward to seeing in 2021? Obviously, we don't have time for everybody to answer all of these questions. Who wants to talk about some young wide receivers for Auburn in 2021?
Go for it, Tom. I mean, well,
first of all, Jake.
Jake. Obviously, Elijah Kenyon is going to be a guy to keep an eye on after 3 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown in the bowl game. Got it. Kind of came out of nowhere. So it's going to be interesting to see where he goes from there and how he develops. The guy to watch out for, though, is going to be Xavien Capers. Anytime you got a receiver that's 6'4", he can make some plays. So Xavien Capers is going to be the main guy I'm looking for. Then you got to watch out. You got a freshman, 3-star freshman coming in, Hal Presley at 6'3". They're expecting him to do a lot. So all of these guys are going to have to step up, because you lose pretty much all of your main guys from the receiving core. Anthony Schwartz is gone. Seth is gone. Stove is gone. You got to replace a bunch of dudes, and so that's just 3 that you can look at to make some big-time plays in this next season.
Those 3 names you just gave again, Elijah Kenyon, Xavien Capers, Kobe Hudson, guys that could step up this upcoming season.
True freshman Hal Presley.
Hal Presley stepping in the mix. Javarius Johnson is a smaller, undersized guy that's been on Auburn a little bit injured so far through his first 2 years on campus, one of those being a redshirt year. I'd love to see Javarius get back in the mix. Malcolm Johnson Jr., another young wide receiver with all the speed in the world. Not quite Anthony Schwartz level, but we'll see if those are some young wide receivers that step up. Thanks for that question, Jake. Larry writes in, I loved watching Zakobi McClain become a breakout star on Auburn's football team last season. Who do you think is going to be the breakout star on defense this upcoming season? Well, Larry, Zakobi McClain, guys, led the SEC in tackles. So those are some pretty big breakout shoes to fill. Brooks, you got a name on the defensive side of the ball to watch out for?
I don't know if there's, you know, if it's actually going to come, but I'll give you a guy that I would love to see as a breakout star next year, and that is Derrick Brown's little brother, Cameron Brown. I would absolutely love to see Cameron Brown come in and take a step forward, because, you know, you're losing, or theoretically, we don't know yet, but you're losing a guy with Big Cat Bryant on that defensive line. And I know Cameron Brown isn't, you know, necessarily a defensive lineman, he's more a linebacker, but you could still have him step up into sort of that buck position that you've seen Auburn use over the past few seasons. And I would love to see him step up and be the next big star on that defensive side of the ball.
The main guy I want to see step up and live up to the hype is Owen Papo. the man, he looks like a man out there. He plays like a beast, but he still misses a lot of assignments. And, I mean, there's so much he can improve on. But he's got the physical tools to be an absolute terror for any offense that he faces. So I'd really, really like to see Owen Papo step his game up to the next level.
Bill Bailey, do you have a defensive breakout star for Auburn football?
No.
Okay, good. All right, let's move on. That's Larry with that question right there.
Do you have a breakout defensive star for Wisconsin football?
No.
All right.
Samantha writes in next. Sharif Cooper is as good as advertised this season for a young Auburn basketball team. Do you think he'll come back for his sophomore year? Samantha, I hate to say it. I don't think Sharif Cooper comes back Auburn basketball next year. I really don't.
Here's the thing.
I think he does.
And this is what we've been debating for a couple of weeks.
Ever since the name Sharif
Cooper came up. Listen, is he an NBA talent? Yes, absolutely. Will his height be looked at? Yes. Will his shooting ability and decision-making on some of these shots he takes? Yeah, they're going to look at that too. But as a raw overall prospect, if I'm Sharif Cooper and you're playing here in Auburn, there's no postseason, you got time to prepare for the NBA draft, whatever it's going to look like, I think he's gone.
I do too.
I think he's gone.
I think
he's a one and done.
And you
hate that for Auburn University and Auburn basketball fans, because this is the year that wasn't.
And there's no answer from the NCAA as to why he was asked to miss the time that he missed. There's nothing official.
They don't have
that
to tell you,
ever
though.
Come of that. They don't need to.
No, they don't have to tell you.
You got to be frustrated if you're an Auburn basketball fan because you missed out on all the basketball that he would have played. Look, I've been following the NBA draft for years and years and years. This guy is good. He is going to get a shot in the NBA. So, he's got lottery buzz already. And, I think it's going to be too much to turn down. I think he's out of here.
I think he comes back, because I think that while he does have a lot of really good things about him, I think there's still a lot that he needs to work on. And I also think is when you look at the NBA draft and you look at the draft boards at point guard right now, there's still a lot of guys. Now, he's made some moves. There's time to make more moves, but there's a lot of guys still ahead of him on the draft boards at point guard. So, and then also, like we talked about with Steve, I mean, money's not an issue. It would be just a desire to do it. You know, he doesn't have people that he's needing to hurry up and get millions to support, because he comes from a family that's not a problem. So, and I also think that he looks at what's coming in next year and the guys coming back next year. I think he stays.
That's a question
for at least
there
just
from
one more year.
Samantha asking about Sharif Cooper, whether or not we think he'll come back for his sophomore year. Thanks for that question, Samantha. All right, Chris. This is the Sports Call mailbag. Chris sent us an email, sportscall@thetiger.fm. Really excited to watch how Auburn baseball does this season. Who is going to be our ace pitcher this year, and what is going to be our projected rotation? It's fitting that we're doing this segment today, guys, because a little bit earlier today, before we went on the air, D1 Baseball released their preseason All-American teams. Only one Auburn Tiger was on that list, and it was Richard Fitz, who's expected to be an absolute stud pitching for Auburn baseball. I'd say Fitz is a name to watch out for. Barely saw Auburn baseball in 2020 when COVID-19 shut the season down.
Yeah.
What do you think about that pitching staff now that Tanner Burns is no longer in the mix?
Well, Fitz should be your ace. That Richard Fitz should be your ace. It looks like they're going to be moving some guys around. It looks like Cody Greenhill is going to be moving into a starter role out of the bullpen.
So Jack Owen is still around, and he's been a really good left-handed pitcher. Yep.
So just the one that I have seen, the one potential lineup I've seen, is Cody Greenhill as your day one starter, Jack Owen on Saturday, and Fitz on Sunday. That's what I've seen so far. You have midweek guys, Brooks Fuller, Auburn High guy, still around. Keep your eye out for some new guys that are coming in. There's a lot of arms. That's one thing. They're not lacking for pitching. They've got all sorts of arms out there right now. But just for your normal SEC starting rotation, what it would look like possibly right now is Cody Greenhill, Jack Owen, Richard Fitz.
I'm excited for Auburn baseball. Opener on February 19th, I believe, is going to be that first game for Auburn baseball in this 2021 season. And again, earlier today, Richard Fitz named a preseason All-American by D1 Baseball. All right, it's our Sports Call mailbag. That question was from Chris. Bill Bailey, let's have you handle this next one. Ian sent us a question. What did Ian ask?
Ian asked, Tom Brady continues to defy the odds, and it's unbelievable that he's going to his 10th Super Bowl. Yeah. Yeah, stick that one in deeper. How many touchdowns do you think he'll throw against the Chiefs? I think he'll throw three, but I think they still win. I think the Chiefs win.
The Chiefs win, but Brady throws for three.
Yeah, I'm a Patrick Mahomes. Behind my Packers, the other game that I would look forward to this year is turning on and watching Patrick Mahomes play.
Yeah.
I love it. Absolutely love watching him play. So, yeah. Go Chiefs.
Brooks, how many touchdowns does Brady throw in the Super Bowl?
I'm also going to say three, and I'm also going to say that he does not win the game. I mean, I know that's not part of the question, but I think that Tom Brady throws three, maybe four. I think that it could vary around there. I think that this is going to be a kind of a shootout game between the two offenses. I don't know how either of these defenses are able to stop the other offense, but I think three or four touchdowns.
You're saying three or four?
Yeah.
Tom?
My prediction was three touchdowns, and then just to go off everything else, I could see Tampa Bay winning this because I think
I could too.
I think that they have enough defense, especially up front, that they can actually get back there and disrupt some things that Kansas City likes to do. So I kind of like the Buccaneers, and they're playing at home. That's got to benefit you somehow.
First time ever,
the host team or the host city's team is in the Super Bowl.
Last but not least, one more question today. This is a lot of fun. It's our sports call mailbag. If you don't feel comfortable calling into our program, we do love our callers, but I understand some folks might not want to be on air, still have questions that they want answered. Let us know at sportscallau or sportscall@thetiger.fm. We always answer them in our sports call mailbag segment. Some of them are about sports. Some of them are absolutely random. Here's one that's not random, but certainly not about athletic feats. Michelle sent us a message. Super Bowl parties are usually a big deal in my household, so we make sure we have lots of food available. What are some of your favorite things you like to eat while watching the game? Brooks?
Pizza. I'll go straight to
that. That was a quick answer.
Yeah, pizza. Some boneless wings. Boneless wings, maybe.
Boneless? Come on.
Listen,
Linda.
Listen.
I enjoy a good boneless wing. I love traditional wings. Oh. But sometimes if I'm just sitting there watching the game, I just don't want to get all messy and everything if I'm like sitting on my couch.
Oh, that's
so
I'm just gonna... That's part of it, man.
I'm terrified for what Bill's going to say in a moment, Brooks.
And then I'm going to throw a wild card in there. Because of where I'm from,
Robertsdale, Alabama.
The 251. And because of when the Super Bowl always falls, the first week in
February.
That is the middle of Mardi Gras season. So I always have a good king cake at my Super Bowl parties.
Bill doesn't like southern food, doesn't like king cake.
King cake.
Dude, take your butt back to Wisconsin. Go eat your cheese curds up there and your brats.
We brought them down here for all of you guys.
Tom, let's answer Michelle's question from you. What are some of your favorite things you like to eat while watching the game?
Well, so first of all, pretty much every Super Bowl for the last 8 years I've had to work in the bar industry. So I don't get a chance to eat much. But when I do eat... regular wings, hot wings.
Not boneless.
You got to have hot wings. But my favorite thing to make and have to cook and anything like that is just dump a whole bunch of pre-made meatballs in a crock pot with some Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce and just let that cook for a while. And it's just barbecue meatballs. Man, that's like one of the greatest little finger foods ever.
Does that sound good to you, Brooks?
Yeah. Do you ever put cocktail weenies in with it?
I've done that as well. My favorite is the meatballs, but the cocktail weenies, I love those too.
Every Christmas, my parents do, like Christmas Eve, we'll do like a spread of just, you know, Gray's food of like cheese, crackers, and everything, and we'll do the meatballs and cocktail weenies in a crock pot with barbecue sauce. It's so good.
Let's get pigs in a blanket, maybe some chips and salsa, some love here as well. I got to hear from Bill right now because I wish people could see his face.
I don't know what the heck is going on. I mean, seriously.
Well, Michelle just wants to know what are some of your favorite things to eat
while
watching the game.
I know, but I need to cook for you guys because you guys are coming up with some of the worst crap I've ever heard.
You don't like barbecue meatballs?
Not Sweet Baby Ray's. That's a disgusting sauce. Come on now.
For that?
No. Yeah.
I'm not going high-end sauce to dump a crock pot.
I don't eat wings because I don't like vinegar in anything.
So, Bill, what are you eating?
You don't eat hot wings?
I don't like hot wings because I don't like the smell. The smell of vinegar makes me nauseous.
Okay.
So.
That way with mayonnaise.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can see that, too. I don't eat mayonnaise either. I grill out.
Okay.
Normally an assorted festival of meats, let's just say.
Brats.
And gosh, a hot dog sounds awesome right now.
Bean dip, chili cheese dip, yeah.
I like how you describe
egg rolls.
Festival.
It normally is a festival of meats at our house. Normally, yeah. Yeah, so the only thing I will say is this year it might be a little bit different because after the loss yesterday, I might be going to just a strictly liquid diet. So if you catch my drift, yeah, yeah. Daddy might be spending this one, down in the gutter somewhere.
Do you boil your brats before you grill them? And beer?
It depends if they're seasoned or not already.
Okay.
If they are not seasoned, then there's no point of boiling them because you boil all the seasoning out of them, like the spicy ones and stuff like that.
Boy, oh boy.
You end up boiling it out. The only thing you can do to remedy that is to take a whole bunch of cayenne pepper and boil it in cayenne pepper.
That was the Sports Call Mailbag. Thank you for all those questions.
And that was Brats with Bill Bailey.
Yes, it was. That right there.
That's my new podcast.
Shout out to Jake, Larry, Samantha, Chris, Ian, and Michelle submitting questions for the Sports Call Mailbag.